Michigan property owners should be aware of a change in state law coming next month. It's not uncommon that fraudulent companies send notices to property owners trying to get them to pay close to $100 in some cases for property deeds. Those same deeds are available from our next guest for a dollar per page. Governor Snyder recently signed into law a measure that will crack down on that practice. Here to explain, Ingham County Register of Deeds, Derek Quinney. Welcome to Current State, Derek.
Thank you for having me, Mark.
Good to see you. How does this scheme typically work then?
Well, for years, what had been happening, there were organizations that were submitting official-looking documents to, and they had a specific targeted audience that they were going to, primarily seniors, where they would send these specific documents indicating that if you did not have a record of your deed or you did not have a hard copy of your deed in your hand, that they would go ahead and get this for you. They charge an absorbent fee of $83, $89 for that particular fee. And we were having individuals come into our office in a panic, just fearful of the fact that they did not have a copy of their deed, which one is not required to have. We have that is all public information in which you can look up on your website, on our website, and you can also come in the office to get that information. What was happening is these individuals were sending out these notices. You called it fraud, and you called it those things. I've been told that I can't say that because of the disclaimer that's on the document. I can say that it's unethical, though. So what was happening is they were charging these fees. Individuals were paying these amounts, and all the time, the information was available right here in our office at a dollar a page.
Yeah.
The bill that went into place, Public Act 79, in which Governor Snyder signed last month, was introduced by former Register Curtis Hertel. We want to thank Curtis for all the work that he's done and continuing to provide outreach and look out for the residents of Ingham County. And what it does now is it's more transparent. These companies now have to first submit a 15-day notice. They have to give us a 15-day notice that they are, in fact, mailing out this particular notice. Secondly, they can charge no more than $4 for the price of what it costs in our office.
So they can still conduct the practice, but the prices have got to come down, and they've got to make everybody aware that they're doing
this. They got to raise awareness about it to us here at the Register's office so that we'll know. And also the price has been dramatically reduced from what it was before.
Well, they can still operate then.
They can still operate, but the incentive has certainly been reduced where it's, you figure a dollar a page now, so they can charge no more than $4, meaning that for $4 a page, generally two pages is all that's required to get your document. So for $8, I don't think that the cost and the effort is something that they're willing to invest in.
You're disincentivizing this activity.
That's exactly what it is.
Would you like to see the practice ended altogether? Do you think this might end the practice altogether?
We're certainly hoping, we're optimistic that it's currently going to end the practice altogether. Simply because, as I said, when they initially you had an opportunity to make an $80 profit on this deal, now you go down to $4 a profit. The incentive for doing that has been reduced dramatically.
How are property owners contacted typically? Is this a phone scam or is it a, I won't say scam, I guess.
You can say those things. I can't.
The county attorneys are listening as we speak.
Absolutely.
Well, is it a mail thing or a phone call thing?
It is by mail that they send the document out, absolutely.
Okay.
Yes.
How common has this been?
Well, in the year and a half that I've been in the office, I've had mailings occur. We've had folks come in at least three times since I've done this where there's three rounds of mailing. And there are different companies, too. There's one in East Lansing, there's one in Okemos, and then there's one out of California also. And each one of those send those, circulate them out.
Now, your website details a fraud alert system that residents can sign up for. How does that work?
Fraud Alert is a program that we offer which provides you information when there's any activity that is going on regarding a specific piece of property that you own. What you do is you take the time, you go to our website, enter into your name, and be very specific about your name when you enter it in. For example, the more common names like John Smith, for example, if there's a middle initial or the spelling of your name, if you can be more as detailed as possible with that, because the more common names, John Smith, for example, a million John Smiths could jump up on there. So the more specific you are with that, what it does is anytime there's activity relates to your specific piece of property, you get an alert either on your computer or by phone, whichever way you choose to do that. And it's a service that we offer through the county registrar's office absolutely free, other than you taking the time to go ahead and fill it out or submit your information.
Ingham County Register of Deeds, Derek Quinney is our guest here on WKAR's Current State. What is the one service that your office offers to county residents that you think more county residents really most ought to be aware of?
Well, first off, the accuracy, the timeliness and the accuracy of the documents in which you provide. First off, you're not legally required to do this, but we encourage you to do that simply because institutions such as title companies, banks, mortgage companies, attorneys are all going to reference the information that is in our office or recorded in our office to assure that any loans or any opportunities for financing of these documents and so forth is accurate and it's filed in our office. So yeah, that's the one service that we provide.
So a lot of institutions rely on the data that's in the details of the data that's in your office for their documents.
Excellent.
So if it isn't right at the Register of Deeds office, it's not going to be right in a bunch of other places.
That's exactly right. Title companies are not going to honor or recognize those things if they're not accurate and filed in our office.
I think it's fair to say a lot of county residents don't have a great grasp of what your office does. Describe the meat and potatoes of your job as a Register of Deeds.
I'd love to do that. In fact, I'm glad that you asked that, simply because that was one of the things that I found to be a real awakening for me when I first got there. But what we do at the Register of Deeds office, obviously, is we register or file deeds. But the office is the official repository of documents relating to real property in the county. We provide all this service to the residents and for various types of documents that they file, be it quitclaim deeds, be it quitclaim deeds, warranty deeds, land contracts, all of those things are filed in our office, and we are the official repository, as I mentioned earlier. We retain those records permanently. They are filed in our office. We have records dating back to 1837. It's pretty cool to come in our office. I'd like to invite you and others to come out to see exactly what we have there. Mm-hmm. The documents or the books, what we call libers, are referenced there. And back in the day when they used quill pens and ink wells to fill all these things out, it's a pretty interesting stuff. We since then digitized that information, but we're required to keep that on a permanent basis for forever as in our offices. We were the first constitution is what recognized the Register of Deeds office as official for holding these records and such.
You spent years with the AFL-CIO in Lansing, and you spent 9 years on the Lansing City Council. What's the transition to this job been like for you?
Well, it's been a real education for me, but I certainly am enjoying this. I was fortunate enough to inherit a great staff and a deputy that's just been absolutely fantastic to help bring me up to speed on this. I had a little awareness of what the office entailed, though, as a result of myself being involved in land transactions and so forth, that my residents, my parents, land that they owned after my mom passed away, my siblings and I had to go through the process of the successions and requiring the filing of the deeds and documents to attain the property that we have now in Louisiana.
You missed the city council? Ever missed the city council? You spent 9 years on it.
Well, you know, the city council was good to me. There was some great times there, and I certainly, being a lifelong resident here in the city of Lansing, it was certainly a joy to represent the residents in the city of Lansing. But it was time to move on. Opportunity presented itself. Public service is something that I truly enjoy doing, and this was another opportunity to learn, grow, and serve the public in another capacity.
Great to see Derek Quinney again. Derek is Ingham County's Register of Deeds. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks for having us here, Mark. Sure. We appreciate it.